Now, one word of condemnation here in verse 4. Now, I'm going to change the reading here in order to get at the meaning. Nevertheless, I have against thee that thou hast left thy best love. Now, actually, we are beginning to think that the Lord Jesus is just picking at peccadilloes, that it seems rather slight, seems to be trivial, petty. Is he being picayunish here when he says that you're leaving your best love? Well, may I say to you, it may seem very slight to you and me today, but it was very important then, and it's very important today, and we're going to see why it was so important. And this is where the church first went off the track. Not on doctrine, but in a personal relationship to the Lord Jesus. Now, Ephesus was a great city. It was one of the great cities of that day. And it was a great commercial center. It was a great religious center. And it was a great political center. But this city was a seacoast city at that time. It's not today. The little Meander River has silted in and filled in the harbor that actually it's about 6 miles from where it was in the days of the original Temple of Diana, because at that time the waters lapped up at the very base of the temple. In fact, it was built in a swamp. And then later on, this temple burned down, and then Alexander the Great led in the building of the one that became one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world. We described that last time. It was probably the greatest center of heathenism that has ever been on the earth. It was the largest Greek temple ever built, 4 times larger than the Parthenon in Rome, and it was, of course, a thing of beauty. Paul had a great ministry there. The impact of that ministry can be seen actually in the ruins of the city. There at the entrance to the harbor, because Lysimachus moved the city to higher ground, and the ruins we see there today are those ruins of that city, the city that Paul visited. The harbor had moved way far down, and it was a very small harbor, but the ships of that day could get into it. And you landed at the foot of Harbor Boulevard, a great wide white marble boulevard that led right up to this great theater, and along the way there were temples and lovely buildings. And then there were 4 great towers that were built there, 4 great monuments. One to Matthew, one to Mark, one to Luke, and one to John. That shows that the gospel had made a tremendous impact in that area. And there are other evidences of it, where pagan heathen temples were later on turned into churches. And the church in Ephesus became a very prominent church. Paul founded it, and then John the apostle became pastor later on. Now, we saw last time that there were 7 words of commendation that the Lord had for this church. It was the best church of all. It represents the apostolic period up to about 100 A.D., to about the death of John. It was the church at its best. Never has the church reached such a high spiritual level as this church did. And these things he commend them for are wonderful things. But he always had a word of commendation first, and then a word of condemnation. But as we've noted, there are 2 exceptions to that, and we'll see one of them in the next church that we visit and see here. Now, he says in verse 4, a word of condemnation. Nevertheless, I have against thee that thou hast left thy best love. That seems ever so trivial. Why does he say that? What he's really saying, that you're leaving your first love. They hadn't departed. Well, it's difficult for us in this cold, indifferent day in which we live, in this very skeptical and cynical age in which we live, where the church is so caught up in the things of the present. In other words, the world has intruded into the church today in a very definite way. But you and I can't conceive the intense and enthusiastic devotion to the person of Christ that the early church had. The Holy Spirit had brought the believers in Ephesus into an intimate and personal relationship with Jesus Christ, whereas they could say to him, as I trust that you and I can today, "Lord Jesus, I love you." And they were getting away from that first love.